Saludos, nuestra gente, and welcome to our 23rd episode of The Latina Theory, a Spanglish podcast sin vergüenzas. I'm your host, Ariana Genis, along with my co-host,
Maria Isa.
And we are two proud Minnesotanas, a Chicana and a Boricua, proud of where we come from and where we are now. We are here today to create a dialogue focused on Latina opinions regarding current events, health, politics, race, edutainment,
and a music playlist asazonado with Latino contemporary, Latino alternative, soul, hip-hop, reggae, reggaeton, cumbia, R&B, salsa, ritmos, afro-latinos, y más.
Lights up on Washington Heights, up at the break of day. I wake up and I got this little punk I gotta chase away. Pop the grade at the crack of dawn, sing while I wipe down the awning. Hey y'all, good morning. I am snobby and you probably never heard my name. Reports of my fame are greatly exaggerated, exacerbated by the fact that my syntax is highly complicated, cause I immigrated from the single greatest little place in the Caribbean, Dominican Republic. I love it, Jesus, I'm jealous of it, and beyond that, ever since my folks passed on, I haven't gone back. Oh damn, I gotta get on that. I'm getting tested, times are tough on this bodega. 2 months ago, somebody bought Ortegas. I need to start packing up and picking up. And ever since the rents went up, it's gotten mad expensive, but we live with just enough.
In the heights, I flip the lights and start my day.
Mom and pop stop and shop, and oh my god, it's gotten too darn hot. Like my man Cole Porter said, people come through for a few cold quarters and a lottery ticket, just a part of the routine. Everybody's got a job, everybody's got a dream. They gossip as I sip my coffee and smirk. The first stop is people hop to work. What's it? I like $1, $2, $1.50, $1.69. I got it. You want a box of condoms? What kind? That's 2 quarters, 2 quarter waters. The New York Times, you need a bag for that. Once you get some practice at it, you do rap mathematics automatically. Selling maxi pads, fuzzy bags for taxi cabs. Practically everybody's stressed, yes, but they press through the mess, bounce checks, and wonder what's next.
In the heights, I find my coffee and I go.
Like choking on the heat, the world spins around while I'm frozen in my seat. The people that I know all keep on rolling down the street, but every day is different, so I'm switching up the beat. Cause my parents came with nothing, they got a little more. Sure, we're poor, but yo, at least we got the store. And it's all about the legacy they left with me is destiny. And one day I'll be on the beach with Sonny writing checks to me.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
¿Cómo está mi gente?
We are back.
Yes.
All right, and where are we at today, Maria?
Well, you know, this is a part of our second piece segment of, you know, everyone loves St. Paul. And
I mean, in Minneapolis, too, but, you know, I just wanted to throw that in there.
I know. We got the best of the Twin Cities. We got the Chicana from Minneapolis.
Yes,
the Boricua from St. Paul. And we celebrate our Ciudades Gemelas.
Yes, we
but,
do.
But we've been going through so much stuff this week, girl. We've got, you know, we had Oscar Lopez Rivera on our first segment of the show.
Yes.
You know, we've got the DACA, unfortunately, news.
Yeah, the Trump administration revoking DACA and then putting it in the hands of Congress. And ideally, we'll see if something can happen there.
If not,
we'll figure out a way to protect our people.
Claro que sí, siempre. And then we have this amazing, amazing Broadway production, the hit, the first hit. You know, everyone's familiar with Hamilton. But before Hamilton, we had the amazing Tony Award-winning In the Heights by Lin-Manuel. And it's coming here to St. Paul, not Minneapolis, mujer, St. Paul.
No, but it's right next to Minneapolis.
Need Minneapolis to come. It's coming to my, you know, I throw it in with my favorite theaters in the capital city, Ordway Center for the Performing Arts. And here today, we have a special segment dedicated to diversity, theater, and community engagement through education as well. With our special guests, we have Tony Jellick from the Ordway Center for the Performing Arts and Shelly Kiala.
Glad to be here.
Thank you. How's doing?
Great.
I'm doing great. So excited to be here. Appreciate this.
But best of all, you know, we always have my mother.
Thank you.
She's always our all-star guest.
She's our all-star guest. I feel like, you know, we celebrate our community leadership.
And yes, we do.
There would be no Latina theory. There would be no, you know, Latina celebration in community engagement and arts without saying Elsa Vega Perez in the Twin Cities. So we shout out the mothers, the queens. And the collaboration between history and diversity here in the Twin Cities art scene with the Latino community.
Absolutely.
And the Ordway Center for the Arts. So enough about, you know, we're in St. Paul. let's get right into it.
Yeah.
We have In the Heights, Shelly coming.
Yes.
When?
Yes. Actually getting birthed here.
Right.
This is where the production is being made. And it's going to open on the 12th of September and run through the 24th of September. They're actually this week in the final technical and dress rehearsals. So they're working all the way through Sunday to get it just right. Monday, a day of rest, and then Tuesday is when the first curtain goes up. So we're thrilled.
We're very excited. I've seen some of the rehearsals, and it's just spectacular. Oh. Really, it's going to be so exciting.
Yeah. It's just great. Yeah. Like you said, it's birthed here.
That's right.
In collaboration with Teatro del Pueblo, right?
Yes.
Yeah, can you say more about that?
Absolutely. I mean, this is, I'm going to go in the Wayback Machine for a second.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
That's wonderful.
Because you have to start with the foundation before you get to where you are.
Definitely.
So before, I've been at the Ordway for over 13 years. And I was able to come into a history that preceded me that included some St. Paul leadership from the Latinx Latino community, including Elsa Vega Perez, who's with us today, and Al Justiniano, who is the artistic director of Teatro del Pueblo, was my first mentor in theater in the Twin Cities. I got to work with him while I was a student at the University of Minnesota. And Elsa and Al and a number of other community leaders were part of the Cultural Advisory Council that started, really, speaking of birthing, gave birth to a series that celebrated artistic diversity and artists speaking from their own platforms on stage at the Ordway. That was really born out of that commitment. And so it's very gratifying to now be in this place where we are today and see that commitment continue and be a part of musical theater on stage and have both Elsa and Al continuing to work. Yeah. It's really amazing with the Ordway. So this specific collaboration, so Al's got that history, Elsa has that history, the Ordway has that history, but specifically, Al and Teatro del Pueblo started working formally with the Ordway about 2 years ago. I think that's right. And it was based on a conversation that he and I had around West Side Story and In the Heights and the inclusion of those pieces in our musical theater season.
Yeah.
And the desire from leadership at the Ordway to get some perspective on the impact, the positive and potentially negative impact of narratives depicting Latinx communities on stage and really wanting that input before any decisions were made. So we had a talk. He then reached out to colleagues of his in town, nationally, in theater, and was interested in working in collaboration with the Ordway to put both of those pieces on stage and to connect them, you know, somehow to a greater purpose of really uplifting community. So that's what we've been working on. And this production of In the Heights is the culmination of that commitment from both organizations and the individuals involved. It's awesome. It's awesome. And not only is it an organizational partnership, but it's also a directorial partnership. Mm-hmm. So both Al and James Rocco, who's our producing artistic director.
Hi, James.
are leading this charge together as, you know, as peers, and have a team, a choreographic and directorial team supporting them of Giselle Mejia, Ashley Selmer, and Alexander Gil Cruz, right, who worked on West Side Story as well. So they really have been intentional about creating a community of voices that's leading the work artistically.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And actually, I have a question for Elsa, because you mentioned her long involvement with the Ordway. If you wanted to speak, you know, to that a little bit more, because I feel like a lot of our younger folks in Minnesota and the Twin Cities actually don't know a lot about how much work has been done in order for something like In the Heights to be at the Ordway.
Well, you know, I think the initial piece was that the community was asking for more representation and more inclusiveness in the Ordway, and the Ordway really took lead in bringing in cultural advisors, looking at different repertoires that were available to us that they were not familiar with, and also getting us to understand the dynamics about how a theater company works. So it's been a long relationship. It's been a good relationship. We've learned quite a bit on both sides. I've learned about theater and tickets and all that crazy stuff. and they definitely have learned about, you know, how to be inclusive with our community. Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you.
And let's hear a little bit from Tony. Mm-hmm. So what brings it? I mean, we see in West Side Story, which I much applaud. I mean, it was fantastic. I love the local representation.
Absolutely.
Giselle Mejia was also in that, mm-hmm. and Giselle's a phenomenal dancer, as mm-hmm. well as advocate towards bridging our communities.
Absolutely.
For several years. So let's start with West Side Story and say, you know, how has this been such a successful run that now we're booming with In the Heights?
Absolutely, and it really was. I mean, there was a mix of a large community that are here from the Twin Cities, as well mm-hmm. as some that were from outside of the Twin Cities. An amazing collaboration. The show was spectacular. James did an amazing job.
Yes,
hi, James.
Hey, James. We love James.
He's in the room.
He always is in the room, even when he's not.
I mean, I heard several times that it was James Rocco personifying him.
Mm-hmm.
Really, truly, it was amazing. It was the second show the second performance that I actually saw when I came to the Twin Cities, and I have to tell you, it was truly amazing, and it really did bring a community together.
And Tony's department was the one that really helped bridge that community engagement. We were concerned about the backlash that the West Side Story has always had in the community, you know. And I think our outreach, the educational pieces that we did in the community helped soften that for us.
I agree. I absolutely agree. We're very excited. I mean, we're seeing something similar within the Heights. I mean, there are 25 actors that are in the cast. 23 of those actors self-identify as persons of color, and 17 are from the Twin Cities.
Yes. Oh, that's fantastic.
17.
Yeah.
We're very proud of that.
Yes.
We're very proud of it.
As a podcast dedicated to the Latinx movement, and it speaks highly in regards to being represented in spaces that, like Mom, you mentioned, it took time, and we've came, and Ariana, for you to recognize that this work just didn't start yesterday, and there's still a lot to do, but
exactly.
that the doors are being open and continue to be open for suggestions, for comments, and for corrective criticism. Mm-hmm. And I want to highlight that, because with West Side Story, being Puerto Rican, growing up loving, you know, West Side Ceremony's Maria, and I love obviously, you know, but Rita Moreno, you know, we talk about the pros and cons.
Yeah.
There's always pros and cons. Mm-hmm. Just like if you're playing football, you know, the pros are that you're going to get paid a lot of money to play football, but the cons are you're going to be overworked and you probably will have brain damage by the time
you keep learning that more and more.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's true.
So, you know, it's about...
It's a reality.
It's a reality. And I, I, I just want to give a shout out to the Ordway for being there for artists, specifically artists of color and artists of color in the community, mm-hmm. and recognizing that when there is something that may not be comfortable, the door doesn't shut on us. It's mm-hmm. welcoming us. It's welcoming into these spaces that were created for us.
Absolutely.
And
it's risk taking. You got to admire that too,
yes.
because you know, in all the presidents that have
yes.
been from the beginning. Mm-hmm. They've been challenged with doing it, not doing it,
mm-hmm.
giving us a little bit, and not really institutionalizing it. And I think Jamie is leading
yeah.
in the theater community on that effort.
Well, so. You gotta love Jamie. First thing he said was, "Well, the Ordway, it's gotta be in bilingual. The website doesn't
yeah.
have anything bilingual."
Yeah.
Yeah, I just came from Texas. And this is, what's going on here? So
I really
appreciate. Shout out to the president, Jamie.
Yeah,
we took over your office for Latinx.
Yes, we did. Thank you so much for having us.
It is a nice
office. We're gonna actually. Play a song from the In the Heights soundtrack here on Latina Theory. As per request, Ariana, I know this is one of your favorite plays. Girl, shoot our gente out with your favorite In the Heights song.
There's many favorites,
yes.
but I was just listening to Champagne.
All right. You heard it. Lin-Manuel's Champagne in the Heights here on Latina Theory.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
So I got you a present. I went downtown to get it. Doing anything tonight?
Cleaning.
You're done for the day.
No way.
'Cause we got a date.
Okay.
Before you board that plane. I owe you a bottle of cold champagne.
No.
Yeah, cold champagne.
Damn, the bottle's all sweaty and everything. You went and got this.
Cop the champagne.
I don't know if we have coffee cups or plastic cups. I think Sonny has the cups.
Tonight, we're drinking straight from the bottle. Usnavi.
Yeah.
Daniela told me what you did for me. And it's honestly the sweetest thing anyone ever did for me.
How do you get this gold shit off?
Usnavi!
Yeah!
Before we both leave town, before the corner changes and the signs are taken down, let's walk around the neighborhood and say our goodbyes. Usnavi, are you alright?
I'm fine, I'm trying. Open this champagne. You see, the twisty thing is broken, but I'm gonna open this damn champagne. To get us a little bubbly, yeah.
And it's gonna be okay.
I'm sorry, it's been a long day.
You ought to stay.
What?
You can use that money to fix this place.
Ha ha, very funny.
And it's not like Sonny's got role models.
Role
stepping
models.
Up to the plate.
Yo, what are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm just saying, I think your vacation can wait.
Vacation, Vanessa, you're leaving too.
Going down to West 4th Street, you can take the A.
What are you trying to say?
You're leaving the country, and we're never gonna see you again.
What are you trying to say?
Everyone addicted to your coffee, then off you go.
Vanessa, I don't know why you're mad at me.
I wish I was mad. Just too late.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
And we're back here at the Ordway in Jamie's office, apparently.
That's right.
Whose office we're in?
That's right.
President's office, yes.
The president's office. Thank you so much. So we are so excited to be here. We're talking about In the Heights. We're talking about community engagement. And on that topic, I wanted to ask you all if you could speak more a little bit about what community engagement actually means for a larger arts institution.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great question, and the answer is the reason that I'm still here is that the answer to that is dynamic and evolving.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting. You kind of live through that inquiry is what does it mean to be engaged with the community? And that changes and evolves over the seasons and the years and as the community changes and with different art that's being created and put on stage. There are a few things that, you know, that I try to accomplish with when we're designing ways to engage the community. Pathways is a big concept and very important. It's like creating different kinds of pathways for people to enter into something. Some people feel very comfortable coming into an arts, you know, space like the Ordway, and other people feel less comfortable or maybe not even welcome. Mm-hmm. And so how we can design communication materials, experiences maybe that happen outside of the theater and in neighborhoods that bridge people back to the theater and to feel welcome and at home here.
And safe.
Is a part of community engagement. And then also, you know, another thing that we try to do as much as we're able to is create ownership so that the mission and vision of artists perhaps or political figures or people, community leaders, that they can connect themselves to what's happening in our spaces and on the stage. Mm-hmm. And so that value connection happens. So I'll give you a couple of examples in relation to this specific work.
That would be great. Thank you.
Sure. So working with Al has been Al Justiniano, who's the artistic director and founder of Teatro del Pueblo. This has been one of the gifts, not only affecting the art on stage and with Elsa, actually, but thinking really strategically about how to connect this work into the community. So we have identified some neighborhoods that we want to create events in, small kind of teaser events, and your co-host, Maria Isa, has been incredibly helpful in this area.
I'm not surprised!
Both with West Side Story and Within the Heights, and because of her deep lived knowledge of the trajectory of Puerto Rican music and Latinx music, she's able to not only make bridges that are community specific and bridge to identity, but also from past to present, which is so exciting to watch. So we have an event on Saturday at Midtown Global Market.
Tell me a little bit more about
that. Well,
it's in Minneapolis, right?
This dynamic
Minneapolis.
Okay, I just wanted to highlight.
It's a pathway moment, right? Minneapolis is the moment. Where Maria will be performing work and talking about In the Heights and talking about the musical history. I'm kind of making this up for you. I think this is what you're going to be doing. The musical history of the work that's on stage and how that connects to your own. Is that right?
That's definitely right. Lin-Manuel really captured our generation story. You know, it's applauding. We can applaud Leonard Bernstein's for decades. You know, we're going to be applauding Lin-Manuel's for centuries.
Yeah. Yes,
because it not only as we see ourselves on the stage, but our stories are being told, our stories are being written, and our stories are being performed by us.
Yes, correct.
And inviting and educating. So he influenced a path for artists like myself to have hip-hop being played at their home, then you can be a hip-hop artist because little Lin-Manuel is a hip-hop artist, and now Lin-Manuel is a Tony Award winning who said, "Mija, do what you gotta do." And so it allows not just for it to happen on Broadway stages, but that created a domino effect for artists like myself to have a place.
Mm-hmm. I want to add the fact that the play In the Heights has a very direct political impact on what that message is about.
Mm-hmm. It's migration.
Migration.
Gentrification.
You know, two lovers. One is black, one is Latina. Mm-hmm. It is just such a mix of what our issues are in our communities. And that's what's real special about this piece.
The music. The music speaks. You know, when you hear it In the Heights, you're like, oh my gosh, there's plena. Oh my gosh, there's cumbia.
And there's hip hop. And then now we go back.
It's our homes. And it's American.
Absolutely.
And it's American.
Frankly, it couldn't be more timely.
Yes,
So it's a special. I mean, I was just straight out of high school when this was being created, and then I was just about to live in New York, meeting up with my mother and starting my artistic career in the field of songwriting. And so when you see our work being celebrated at the highest platforms, mm-hmm. it allows our gente and our, and specifically our youth, I want to get into the youth engagement with the Ordway because you guys have been there for us. It's important for us to see that, you know, sí se puede y estamos haciéndolo. And,
absolutely.
And in this play, like, it reflects our history, but at the same time, it provides outlets for us to be able to express what's happening at our dinner tables and have those conversations with other people who may not be POC or who may not be Latino, but to engage and learn from each other's stories, because we want these seats to not just have our Latino students. We need the Somali students. We need our Hmong, our Southeast Asian, white students, suburban, to recognize this is what's happening
now.
This is true.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do about it? Mm-hmm. And Pedro, meet Muhammad. And Muhammad, meet with little Joe.
Joe, meet
Peggy Sue. And here's me, and here's Lau. Let's figure this out and grow and celebrate. And that is the beauty of theater.
Absolutely.
So one thing I just wanted to ask, too, and I'm going to make sure that you... whatever it is that you want to do to chip in as well. How are you able to reflect like this dynamic story via communications? Like, what does that look like in terms of like how you want to convey what it's about or like pique people's interests so that they want to engage with the musical?
I think I'm gonna talk a little bit about that because I think you know that's where my collaboration with the Ordway is.
Can you speak a little bit more about the specifics of that?
Yeah, for sure. It's the Latino outreach. So what we're doing is making sure that our platforms have the information. You know, most traditional websites and majority systems don't have our access to Latina Theory or access to the Latin American magazine or being at the Puerto Rican picnic where we was, presenting this effort. So their work has asked me to help out in that whole outreach. But not only for me to do it now, but to give the access to the to our resources so that you're also part of the ongoing marketing and effects. And you don't need, we're trying to get it so you're not going to need consultants. You're going to be there on their database. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Elsa has really helped us with the grassroots efforts.
Thank you.
It's
been so much fun, though. I mean, this is one of the best theater platforms in the cities, and I just love it. And they've been very welcoming and risk-taking with me, so I like that.
I mean, we've had a huge year. I just want to highlight that the Latino community has had a huge year at the Ordway. We had Las Cafeteras.
Yes.
We had Viento de Agua at the Children's Festival just about a year ago.
Mm-hmm,
our local community there with Teatro Pueblos Engagement. Mm-hmm. And we also have a lot of youth and community outreach with schools.
Yes.
Shelley, I know that's your forte right there.
Oh, I have a team now because it's so big. it's awesome. So this year we're actually going to invite and welcome 65,000 students and teachers to the Ordway for subsidized performances.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really
that is
cool.
Awesome.
That's so important.
And that's up from 53,000 last year, which was up from 49,000 the year before that. So there's this definite growth in engagement, and people thank the Ordway, but I really have to thank the teachers and the parents, and it's work to get out of the classroom. Mm-hmm. It is work, and the commitment to the education and the arts and access to seeing those diverse stories on stage is quite inspiring to me. And that's why we keep building more of them, because the demand, just grows.
And it's successful.
Oh, and it's accessible. Sure. So in the Heights, we're going to have two school shows. And we'll have, I think, close to 3,000 students at those two shows. There's a scaled ticket price, so the tickets are less expensive for students with coming from higher free and reduced lunch percentage schools.
Great.
And everyone gets a bus subsidy. So the idea, this was all built with the intention of not having any barriers for anyone. And if anyone calls and says, I can't even afford that, then I run down to Tony's office and say, I need more tickets, Tony. don't put that on the air. we're always strategizing.
Tony's like, go online.
Bye.
Purchase seat here.
Ordway.org.
Good answer, Jody. We are always creatively trying to figure out how to break down the socioeconomic barriers mm-hmm. that exist. And also create sustainability. Absolutely. You know, you need both of those things. So
when you mentioned about, you know, making sure that the program goes on and that the money's available, who are the key sponsors right now? You know, that might be helpful because, absolutely. You know, philanthropy needs to be involved here. Yes. It's not only you're a nonprofit, but they really need to take this information that we're providing about education, inclusiveness. Mm-hmm. So who are your sponsors?
3M has been our title education sponsor for ever since before I started. Mm-hmm. Fred C. and Catherine B. Anderson is a huge supporter. U.S. Bank has been supporting us. Flint Hills Resources has supported the Children's Festival for a number of years. And then we have some very generous individual sponsors. The Minnesota State Arts Board, I mean, that's a state agency that supports a number of organizations and individuals, and thank goodness for that support. That's bigger than anything national. No one has a Minnesota State Arts Board like Minnesota does in the country.
Definitely. I know.
It's unparalleled.
Great organization.
We really have amazing accomplishments through the artist community because of the Minnesota's
absolutely.
We got to always shout out Travelers and Bremer, right? Those big two...
Absolutely,
bright.
Yes.
specifically, they're sponsoring
for this show, yes.
In the Heights.
Right.
Those two are, they're great neighbors, and they commit not only to the Ordway, but have committed to this production, which is really
absolutely.
Exciting. Can I touch back quickly to something that
you
Maria was
mm-hmm.
was talking about with, you know, the nuance that's in this show, which is
mm-hmm.
so exciting.
It's
and,
so important also.
What blew my mind is when I found out that Lin-Manuel Miranda's inspiration for In the Heights came from Fiddler on the Roof.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and the reason for that was because he saw, from what I heard, this was
mm-hmm.
told to me,
mm-hmm.
He saw a story about trying to hold on to tradition and migration and the generational, you know, pull and connectiveness that exists within a community as his story. And so he made it his own in the production of In the Heights. And that was eye-opening.
So
isn't he amazing?
He's very creative.
And so he captures all that nuance because he's speaking from self.
Yes.
You know, he's not projecting anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's really taking something that inspired him and then taking it out of himself and telling his own story. And that is why there is a 5-person choreographic and directorial team for this show, because there is hip-hop and salsa and,
yes.
you know, all of the
yeah.
things you named, and you need a collaboration to bring that to life authentically. So
awesome.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see
really
the
fun.
Dancing, and I have to shout out, because, I mean, with Al, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You worked with Al. My
mm-hmm.
first time working with Al was 4 years old.
Yes!
She auditioned.
Yeah, I remember it was...
What were you in?
It was improv. It was improv. I was 4. I went with my brother and my cousin who were a part of the organization.
Yeah.
I was too little, but I went anyway, and Al said, leave her. And I think I played like a little pig and a goat, and he was doing improv with animals. And I'll never forget it. I think Andrea Lee was there too.
Yes.
Ruby Lee from Clues' daughter. And,
yes.
Awesome.
And so this is a
isn't
big,
that amazing?
This is big because we started in the neighborhood house,
yeah.
and then we went to the baker, and now, but a person who's also in that room is casted, and he's playing Kevin. That's Mr.
Oh,
Pedro Bayon.
Right
now. Shout out, because he's been a mentor to me and so many other Latino actors in the city. His leadership, so to see that, because he's going to kill it. I know Pedro's going
to
just...
I can't wait to see it.
He's going to chew, because he's like, it's just chewing bubblegum, mija. So, but never on stage. I'm excited to celebrate not only Latinidad, but this great, great story in our hometown.
Yeah.
And
oh,
thank
too.
You guys
thank
for
you so, much.
So much for bringing this work, for dedicating your time and your work and efforts at the Ordway, for providing our gente to celebrate who we are in our arts and to share a story. That's what the arts is about.
Yes.
And we couldn't have been able to see In the Heights with our local stars without the Ordway.
Yes.
And I thank you for collaborating with
absolutely.
Us always, whether it's through outreaching and and being involved with getting our people in the doors or being on that stage. Mm-hmm. It's always, we can always count on the Ordway for opening.
One of the things that I want to share is that when you asked about community engagement,
yeah.
Community engagement is also audience participation.
Yeah.
And that means that we got to get you guys to come see this fabulous show.
Yes.
So,
tell us when it is again.
Yeah,
give us the
again,
dates.
September 12th till the 23rd.
24th.
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 At the Ordway, and you can find out more information on tickets at theordway.org, hashtag Ordway Your Way. Wow, Tony.
You can reach our box office at 651-224-4222 or visit our box office at the Ordway Center.
Right on, right
yes.
on.
So much.
For our listeners, are there any other thing you want to fill us in?
That's what I wanted to say.
Shout outs, you want to shout anybody out? We do a special shout out. So.
Oh my goodness, the list is like 50 people long, bro.
But we have to start with James, right?
Yeah, we have to start with James and his leadership and his vision and Al. And I mean, you can't pick. It's everybody. But, you know, you talked about risk-taking, and risk-taking happens on all sides.
Mm.
So I want to thank you all for taking risks with the Ordway along the way and being a part of it. That's how we make great things, big
yes.
things.
This journey not only gives us an opportunity to produce this kind of work, but it also helps us to build our own community, our own friends, and our own colleagues, and we're delighted to be part of it.
Thank
well,
you so much.
Adriana, Mommy, it's been awesome.
Thank
right?
you.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. And I just wanted to say this as someone who does...
She's blushing.
No, I'm not going to gush about In the Heights. I've done that enough on the podcast. Y'all know how I feel. The one thing I wanted to say is just like understanding the impact of the arts in all other realms of the community, because the way that I've seen Hamilton as a musical, be brought into organizing spaces when we're talking about doing a direct action or a protest or when we're telling our stories, people were playing songs from Hamilton at the DACA rally, right?
Wow.
And so for us to see that the art also, like, it just influences every single facet of our community, and so to see ourselves as, like, a part of this larger web, just, like, wanting to really affirm that for you all and also for our listeners, that each of these things is actually connected. So thank you.
You heard it. We'll see you on stage at the Ordway. And my name is Maria Isa.
I'm Mariana Henis.
You are listening to...
Latina Theory.
We're going to end our show with another song from In the Heights. This is Carnival del Barrio. We'll see you at the Ordway.
All right. Thank you.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
Hey, what's this tontería that I'm seeing on the street? I never thought I'd see the day. When are Latin people scared of heat? When I was a little girl growing up in the hills of Vega Alta, my favorite time of year was Christmas time. Ask me why.
Why?
There wasn't an ounce of snow, but all the coquito would flow. As we sang the aguinaldo, the carnaval would begin to grow. Business is closed, and we're about to go. Let's have a carnaval del barrio.
¡Huepa!
Carnaval del barrio. Carnaval del barrio. Carnaval del barrio.
Barrio.
Carnaval del barrio.
Barrio.
We don't need electricidad. Get off your butt, avanza. Saca la maraca, bring your tambourine. Come and join the parranda.
Carnaval del barrio.
Barrio.
Carnaval del barrio.
Barrio.
Your head just
my dad is from Chile, NPR, which means I'm Chile Dominican Rican. But I always say I'm from Queens.
Vanessa, don't pretend that Usnavi's your friend. We all know that he loves you.
Wow, now that you mention that sexual tension, it's easy to see. No, this is bogus.
Now that you noticed, you get all your coffee for free.
Here
comes Usnavi.
Yo, 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 now, now. Everyone gather. Range of 96,000. Attention, I'm closing shop. Sonny, grab everybody a soda pop. Yo, grab a bottle, kiss it up to God. Cause Abuela Claudia just won the lotto. Abuela Claudia won the lotto. We're all gonna fly for the tomorrow.
Oh my God! Alza la bandera, la bandera dominicana. Alza la bandera.
The neighborhood is gone. They selling the dispatch and they closing the salon. And they'll never turn the lights back on. Cause we are powerless. We are powerless. And y'all keep dancing and singing and celebrating. And it's getting late in this place disintegrating. And we are powerless. We are powerless.
Alright, we're powerless. So light up a candle. There's nothing going on here that we can't handle.
You don't understand. I'm not trying to be funny.
We're gonna give a third of the money to you, Sonny.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Real?
Yes. Maybe you're right, Sonny. Calling the coroners. Maybe we're powerless. A corner full of foreigners. Maybe this neighborhood's changing forever. Maybe tonight is our last night together. However, how do you want to face it? Do you want to waste it when the end is so close you can taste it? Y'all can cry with your head in the sand. I'ma fly this flag that I got in my hand.
Arriba esa bandera.
Hey!
Alzala donde quiera.
Hey!
Can we raise our voice tonight? Can we make a little noise tonight?
Hey!
Esa bonita bandera.
Hey!
Tiene mi alma entera.
Hey!
In fact, can we sing so loud and raw? Cause they can hear us across the bridge in East of Caucus.
Arriba esa bandera. Alzala donde quiera.
To Puerto Rico, to Santo Domingo, wherever we go, we rep our people and the beat.
Esa bonita bandera.
Vanessa, forget about what could have been. Dance with me one last night in the hood.